Hello, everybody. Welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE. My name is Tom Maguire. I hope you're having a lovely day, evening, whenever you're listening to this, because it's a podcast. It's what you can do. And usually, when we're talking wrestling here on Proper Sport, I'm sat opposite Richard Shaw Wright. And Richard Shaw Wright isn't here. He's never here. He's a lazy so-and-so playing Love Island the game for his YouTube loyal subscribers rather than coming into the office. But we've got him on Skype. Richard, good afternoon, evening, wherever you are. Timbuktu,
hello.
Is it?
We'll go with that one.
How are you? You excited to talk some wrestling graps?
Yeah, very excited because it's all going on, isn't it? Again, another major, massive announcement.
We're going to delve into that announcement now. WWE's first all-women's pay-per-view, of course, if you don't count the Mae Young Classic, though. I mean, obviously, that's a network exclusive, blah, 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 blah. We'll get onto the how they announced it a little bit later. But first, what do you think about this, WWE's first all-women pay-per-view?
Well, it's the first all-women pay-per-view, apart from all those that haven't been in WWE, that we're not allowed to mention, like Shimmer and the LPWA and all that kind of stuff.
It's WWE's first. They didn't say anything. They didn't really say it's the first ever wrestling one. They were saying
the first all-women's pay-per-view was the phrase from Steph.
Okay.
I think then they added in WWE later when everybody tweeted about it. And even AJ Styles mentioned it yesterday when he was about to sign his contract on SmackDown. So everyone's on message on this one. Well, it'd be interesting, won't it? Because never before in the history of the World Wrestling Federation, etc., have they had as good a female roster as they have today. So it's going to be interesting. So you're going to see people from NXT who will fill out the card, and people from the past as well. Mickie James already trying to get a match with Trish Stratus on there. So it will be fascinating, won't it?
For me, this is definitely the right sort of step. And in many ways, the women wrestlers do deserve this. They absolutely deserve it. But, and this is maybe me being a bit devil's advocate, allow me to play it. What do we think about the fact that there are people who are questioning this, that it might not be as high quality or something like people are saying? Now, I'm not saying that at all. I'm really not. But there are, you know, you go on social media, you see the comments, you see through, you know, people's opinions and things like that. And you can brush it to one side, but you yourself, Richard, have at times almost been a little critical of some of the matches. So, what do you think about this?
Well, but that's the same as if you had an all-male pay-per-view, and we've had plenty of those over the years.
Exactly.
And there's plenty of people in WWE who think they're not very good, and then they go out and have matches that aren't very good. So I don't think it's any difference. I'm sure it'll be... it will be fascinating. How far will they go? Will they have all women commentators? And, well, all the women are usually backstage anyway, aren't they? But how will it go? Will they have the female refs from NXT in there? Female timekeeper, I don't know. Whatever the Japanese version of Funaki is when they go down that line of foreign people commentating on it. But it's going to be an interesting presentation. And I guess the intriguing thing, well, how much of the show involves Steph and her face front and centre like the Women's Royal Rumble?
Jeez, yeah. I'm going to put it out there right now. I want if we're going to have an all-women's commentary team, Lita and Beth Phoenix. I think they'd be great. Lita's been okay, but she's obviously definitely room to improvement. Beth Phoenix was really good during the mixed match challenge, but then I think they love 3-person commentary booths. Renee Young to anchor the whole thing. It would be, and she's proven in NXT years ago that she can hold it. She's fantastic with the interweaving the storylines. I think she'd be the perfect candidate for it.
I'm not going to be crude, Tom, but you need to hear that podcast of her and Paige. Because Corey Graves must have sat there bright red when they were recording that podcast.
So is this the Regular Girls podcast?
Yeah.
I might give it a listen, I might not. But so WWE Evolution is going to be coming in October. It's going to be, apparently over 30 women will participate, whether that means, of course, as ring talent or what we've talked about with commentary, things like that, we don't know. But the involvement of Trish Stratus and Lita has already been confirmed, as well as every woman on the roster. Now, does that include NXT talent? It should. It should, shouldn't it, Richard?
And apparently NXT UK as well. So it's going to be a fascinating show with plenty of people who perhaps won't have been introduced to the main roster fans, if you will. Those who just watch Raw and SmackDown won't know some of these people.
Yeah, definitely. When the announcement was made, we're going to come on to the actual announcement of it now. It's not a personal gripe I have with Stephanie McMahon. But why was it announced, you know, a couple of days ago before the actual announcement was made that Steph would make the big historic? And I hate when WWE use the word historic. It's like, we'll judge, history will judge what's been historic. Why did they announce that Steph was going to be doing it?
Because she's the star.
She shouldn't be.
And end of question. It was interesting how Vince was out there, though, as well, wasn't it?
He didn't really say anything.
They have to hype things up to get people to watch, don't they, and say, here's come and watch our historic announcement, and it could have been anything. Mm. Less disappointing than if people said it would have been tag team titles or something, which is meh.
Whoa. So you wouldn't have had
I think they should have them.
Why?
Well, yeah, but that's not an historic announcement, is it?
No, you think they should have them or shouldn't have them, did you say? Do you think they should have them or shouldn't?
They should happen, yeah, but it's not something to say, oh, history is made.
It's just something that should be done, I think.
Yeah.
But, hey-ho. And then, obviously, the way that the women came forward, that was good. The men behind you have all got your support, is what Triple H was saying. That's fine. It's just that I feel like this would have been a perfect time for Trish, who's done so much, obviously, given her history, or someone else being able to say, it's with great pride we get to be able to say this. I don't understand why they got Steph to do it, but I understand why the WWE want Steph to do it.
She's the face of the company. She now Vince is seemingly taking the back step, is in charge.
Mm. And then, you know, when they did announce it, did you notice that, for instance, Nikki Cross was at the front?
Yes,
which I was immediately. Immediately I thought, is she on Raw? Is she on Raw? I'd love her on Raw. Blah 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 blah. You know, Sanity's on SmackDown, whatever. But Nikki Cross, and I love Nikki Cross. She's a fantastic wrestler, and you know, hopefully she'll be on the main card and everything. You know, is what we were thinking.
Well, she seems to be going to be there sooner rather than later, doesn't she? And then did you realise? Oh, they're all there because all the SmackDown people are there as well. I forgot Asuka was on SmackDown rather than Raw for a second.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is in that brief flittering moment, you know, you got a bit excited and thought, oh, maybe. Ooh, but that would have been an awful way to introduce her, obviously. But well, it's probably because, and this is really harsh of me to say, but the reason they had all those women there was because they're going to be making a WWE 24 about it.
Of course.
They needed everyone there for the big, you know, shots. And then you're getting like Alexa Bliss and Mickie James looking at each other. You just know they're going to do the slow motion secondary camera, and that'll be one of the shots of the announcement of it as soon as Steph said it and everyone's hugging and cheering and things like that. I get
it. They must have done it beforehand anyway, wasn't it?
They had to. There's no way I don't know. I'll shut up. But yeah, all right, let's talk Raw then, and then we'll come on to the news a little bit later on. But that's the main announcement this week, of course, WWE Evolution coming in October. Looking forward to it, actually. I actually really want to see how it goes, the reception it gets, how big of a factor, for instance, Ronda Rousey might be, what sort of matches they're going to be putting on, because they might use this as their sort of women's main event of WrestleMania rather than this year. So we'll see. Richard, where do you want to start with Raw then?
I'm trying to remember exactly what the main talking point of it was, and I don't think much happened on Raw, to be honest. I think more happened on SmackDown, but after Stephanie did her thing, I'm trying to remember what happened in order of importance. I guess Bayley and Sasha are back together again. Oh, no, the main thing is, of course, Roman Reigns off to fight at SummerSlam against Brock Lesnar, but we've already seen that a million times, and I can't see them that interesting in it again.
What do you think about the Sasha and Bayley? We'll go with Sasha and Bayley first. What do you think about what they're doing with them, these two fantastic wrestlers? What are they doing with them?
Well, no one knows, because it's just a complete shambles of a thing. It's like everything. They wait too long to pull the trigger.
And then,
like Roman Reigns being the world champion.
Mm.
Like Sasha and Bayley having a feud. It never seems to happen.
the ideal time was Mania, and it wasn't that. Actually, yeah. To be honest, that wasn't probably the best time to do it. The best time to do it is when it would surprise you. Now it's not going to surprise us.
Kevin Owens might be winning the Money in the Bank from Braun Strowman. Or might not be.
Yeah. Pretty sure he's not.
After their Iron Man match, Seth's going to face Dolph in a normal match for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
Backwards booking.
What about what do you think about the tag team title match?
It was all right, wasn't it? I enjoyed the bit where, of course, they claim that Curtis Axel was the brother Bo Dallas has never had. That was funny, of
that
course.
Was very funny.
Because everyone knows, that's why it's funny.
It was very funny, actually. Now that I've just remembered, I did laugh at that. Oh, dear.
Ember Moon and Liv Morgan was all right. Mojo Rawley's obviously getting a push.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that he says
mid-card push.
Passion Pro Pro on Tyler Breeze's tights. That was funny. Yeah, it was about it, wasn't it? Mickie James beating Natalya, that was interesting.
The Corbin and Finn Balor feud that no one wanted.
Got must a bit, continue.
Yeah, but then the weird house thing, you know, for his new dressing room was a bit odd. It was very odd, actually.
It was like
the shades of sizeism yet again. You know, Big Cass got sacked for it pretty much earlier on in the year, but it's all right to do it to our regular sort of mid-card talent.
Yeah, but no one likes Big Cass, did they? So it's all right.
Well, no one likes Constable Corbin. Oh.
Well, that's true. But obviously Steph does.
I don't want to know why. Don't make a rumour that you can't back up, Richard.
I'm not.
Right.
I think that's all on Raw, wasn't it?
Honestly, this wasn't the best Raw, was it? That was about it.
It was fairly rubbish.
Yeah, but let's talk Roman obviously getting another title shot. Keyword, another great. There. Look, keyword, another.
When SummerSlam comes around, we can all just turn off for the last half hour.
The thing that annoys me about that is because I'd have actually preferred it that Roman won at Extreme Rules, Bobby won on Raw, and then went to the title match at SummerSlam. Because it's a different match. Extreme Rules was kind of poor anyway, in many parts.
Yeah.
And then, you saw this coming as soon as Kurt Angle mentioned the matches last week and that it was going to come down to Roman and Bobby, that Roman's going to win. And it's just,
why not? They've just wasted the match, haven't they?
Yeah. Very poor. And it's just, I think if they were going to pull the trigger, like you say, on Roman having the title, they might as well have done it at Mania, because then that way we'd have got at least two or three more title matches on pay-per-view, and we could have got used to the idea of having Roman be the title holder. But here we are, and it's just shite. No other word to say it. It's just absolutely shite.
I think there's nothing we can say about it anymore. We've said the same things over and over, and nothing's going to change.
It's just poor. Just
get up with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Excuse me. Sorry, just had to clear my throat for a second there. I think that's everything on Raw. Fair play. I have watched, by the way. WWE are great for this when it comes to like upcoming pay-per-views. They release full matches of previous years and stuff. And like you'll get maybe 2015, 2016. It's like, yeah, but you've seen them. And you're like, nah, not that bothered. But then you get like this. Rey Mysterio versus Kurt Angle at SummerSlam 2002. And yeah, it's on the network, but you get it on YouTube and they're just saying, this is well worth your time. Have a check out of it. I've watched it. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant match, that.
Yeah.
So if you've not seen
it. Some of the all-time greats.
Go and watch that. Apparently SummerSlam 2002 was very good because it also had, was that the one with Triple H and Shawn Michaels? Shawn Michaels' first match back after so many years.
It might be. I'm just trying to remember now. Mm. I think you are right. Mm. I'm not 100% sure. In fact, I'm on Wikipedia now, so yeah, I will tell you.
All right, Paul.
Yes, it was.
Ah, right. So definitely worth your time.
And it's also Brock Lesnar winning his first world title as well.
In 2002?
Mm.
Next big
thing. What a card this is, right? So Kurt Angle and Rey Mysterio was the opener on the card.
That was the opener? Wow.
Followed by Ric Flair versus Chris Jericho. Edge, Eddie Guerrero.
Ooh,
Christian
Edge.
Landstorm versus Booker
Edge
T.
versus Paul. Eddie Guerrero sounds a good one. Yeah, what was it for a title?
No.
Right, okay.
Christian Landstorm versus Booker T and Goldust. Rob Van Dam versus Chris Benoit. Undertaker Ooh. Test. Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and Brock Lesnar Rock.
Very good card, that, from the sounds of it. Wonder what the pre-show was.
I can tell you it was Spike Dudley versus Steven Richards. So, you know, you can't have everything.
Spike Dudley, he's the thin kid-like yeah. Dudley. Okay, coming over to SmackDown then, Richard. Smack Diddley Down, which you enjoyed the hell out of.
Because lots happened on it. Andre Cien Almas beat Rusev. That was good. After interference from Aidan English and Lana and
on
all
Rusev
that kind of
Day
stuff,
as well.
Selena Vega.
Can't believe it. On Rusev Day.
I know. Shocking. And Lana Day. Oh, Randy Orton came out of the bit at the start and, you know, said why he beat other people up, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, he's very bland, isn't he, at the moment? Well, I say, no, bland's probably not the right word. No, bland is. He's just, if he's a heel, he's, I'm a heel. If he's a good guy, doesn't talk. Just RKO's bad guys. So I can't imagine this was very interesting. Was it quite poor?
It was all right. I was distracted during it, so I wasn't really too bothered, but you know.
Yes, there was also R-Truth versus Samoa Joe. R-Truth, who I was surprised is still under the employ of WWE.
Well, they need jobbers, don't they? So they do, like, yeah. That was him, and Samoa Joe won. Did you see? Asuka completely destroyed Billy Kay. It was hilarious. kicked her in the head and everything. But I still love the Iconics. That's not my favourite.
The Iconics.
Iconics.
By the way, R-Truth, I'm pretty sure he's like 40 plus, isn't he?
Oh,
he looks in ridiculous shape.
I think he's like in his late 40s.
No, he's not. Is he late 40s? Right, I've Googled this.
Oh, I'm gonna,
R-Truth.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm on Wikipedia.
Right, Ron Killings, R-Truth, yeah. To the WWE audience. He's 46.
There you go.
He looks incredible. So does Randy for like mid-30s, isn't he? Is Randy mid-30s?
He's been around forever as...
Randall Keith.
That was about Ron Killings. He's been around forever.
Yeah, Randy Orton is 38. He looks better than I did. At 18, he looks amazing still. Randy Orton, big shout out to you. You might be a bit of a bland character, but yeah. So Samoa Joe beat R-Truth.
Yep. Mentioned Asuka and Billy Kay. And then there was the big angle of the show. Well, first big angle of the show. AJ Styles is out with Paige. Paige is still great, by the way. To find out who was going to be his opponent for SummerSlam. And James Ellsworth came out and Paige fired him, took him out of the building. And while they were doing that, Samoa Joe came in and destroyed AJ Styles and signed a contract. So it's AJ versus Samoa Joe at SummerSlam.
Now, the contract whole thing, this could be maybe an interesting angle as to someone was already planned, but who the feck cares? We're getting AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe at SummerSlam. How good is that?
It was him, because later on, Paige confronts Samoa Joe backstage and said, "You're going to get the thing anyway. I told you make an impact, blah, 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 blah." But didn't mean like to go out and beat him up. So it sounds like that was going to be the plan.
Yeah, I understand that. But like what I'm saying is, you know, the possible angle for an extra person or something. You never know if they could have done that. But I must have missed that. Apologies, Rich.
No,
I'm so excited.
After the break, where you fast forward.
I'm so excited. You ever watched The Cat in the Hat and seen Mike Myers say, "I'm so excited"? That's how I am. I'm so excited. Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles. Imagine if Christopher Daniels came into this just for the laugh. One of the greatest matches you've ever seen. Oh, that'd be amazing. But no, we're getting AJ versus Joe is gonna kill you. Very excited for that.
Becky Lynch is gonna fight Carmella at SummerSlam.
You're a bit like underwater now, Richard. We're a bit worried.
Am I?
Yeah, me and the listeners, we're worried. There we go. You sound clearer now. What's up, sir? What were you saying?
Becky Lynch is going to fight Carmella at SummerSlam because she beat her.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, we didn't call this last week.
No, that'd be good. New Day beat Sanity.
Good match.
So they don't really know what they're doing with Sanity.
Was it a good match? In your opinion?
It was all right, yeah.
I love the fact that they've now put a shirt on Killian Dane.
Yes.
Mainly probably to cover his back hair, or his tummy. I understand that, but come on. He has been great in NXT. He was proved it at the War Games without a shirt. Why are you putting a shirt on him? He had a, he used to wear a skirt for feck's sake. Come on.
Yeah. And Daniel Bryan got beaten up by The Miz.
Yeah, the fake baby thing. What did you make of that?
Oh, it's like the return of King Maxwell and all that stuff, isn't it? From the compound and all that jazz. But yeah, it was what it was.
Yeah, and so does this mean we're going to get D-Bry versus your boy The Miz?
You'd assume so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but that could have been at Mania this year. I think I'd have been more invested in Daniel Bryan versus The Miz this year at WrestleMania than...
Well,
The Miz was in the Intercontinental title picture, I understand that, but it would have been better for the guy. And it's almost like they threw Shane in for no reason versus KO and Sammy. And KO and Sammy, I love them.
Yeah.
But it wasn't great, was it? It really wasn't. It was a long match because it was all Shane, pretty much.
Well, yeah. It's but all yeah. Shane. I've got,
Go on, you've got what, sorry?
I've got a Sami Zayn hat from WWE Euro Shop sales, and that'll be good.
How much did you pay for it?
£3.25. Bargain.
God's sake.
Ask a t-shirt.
You haven't bought any more,
Funko Pop things.
No, Enzo stuff.
No, they still got all those wigs on sale. They can't get rid of those.
Oh dear. Right, let's go through some news, shall we, Richard?
Yes.
So we've got like 2 weeks of news. By the way, yes, apologies. We didn't really talk about Extreme Rules because. I had the week off.
We've had scheduling snafus.
Yeah, we had scheduling snafus.
But in fairness, that was so long ago, and I don't think anyone's...
Everyone's
heard everyone's opinions on it now.
Really quickly, right? Extreme Rules. Two thumbs up, scale, Richard. Where do you put it?
Oh, it's rubbish, wasn't it? I'm trying to remember.
Well, in my opinion, it's literally half a thumb up. It was that... There were bits that saved it from not being a complete shite.
I genuinely can't remember much of what happened on it.
Oh, dear. The Rusev versus AJ Styles match really saved it for me. So that was probably it. So, yeah, Extreme Rules summed up for you. Richard, let's go through some of the news. And, like, we've got 2 weeks of news kind of to talk about. So if you've already heard this, apologies. But anyway, former WWE superstar, and she was also a Divas champion, Caitlyn is going to be coming back into the Mae Young Classic.
Mae Young Classic, yeah. That's interesting, isn't it? Because she's been off the radar for a while. Some interesting names in the Mae Young Classic, some from last year, some from some newcomers. Good to see Wales represented with whatever Nixon Newell's called these days, because I've forgotten her new WWE name. Can you remember it?
Piper Niven.
Tegan Knox. No, you're thinking of Viper. I'm not thinking
of Viper. Oh, sorry, miles away, sorry.
Tegan Knox, or whatever, however you pronounce it.
Yes.
So that's good, and whatever else is going to go on. So yeah, it'll be interesting. The final obviously comes at the Evolution pay per view.
Everyone's kind of hoping for a possible AJ return, AJ Lee. I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
You've more chance of. I think if she came back, then you've more chance of the CM Punk return. But CM Punk's probably never going to come back.
They've got enough Hall of Famers who they're on good terms with. That they don't really need to bring back AJ Lee, do they?
Which brings us very nicely onto a man who has returned to the Hall of Fame, and it led to sort of, sort of iPhone note statements from like the New Day and Titus Young. Titus Worldwide. I'm getting confused.
Who's Titus Young?
I'm thinking of Darren Young, who Titus used to be with for the millions of dollars. Yeah, yeah. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. That's not the dance, if you're watching. And I'm sorry if you are watching. But yeah, let's talk about Hulky returning to the WWE Hall of Fame. Now, your initial reaction, Richard Shaw Wright.
I don't really care either way, in so much as that I don't see what it adds to bring him back. It only can be a negative in terms of what happened. And his apology or lack of for what he did. So it's all a bit, what's the actual benefit to anyone?
He's one of the biggest names ever in the history of the course. Business. I understand that. But, I don't get it. I don't get it. They've been managing without him. Why do you need him?
I think that's all we really need to say on it, because he can't wrestle anymore, can he? So it just seems to be hassle for the sake of no reason.
Was the last thing he did the WrestleMania 31 walk down into
the thing in the middle of the ring with Stone Cold and The Rock? Probably, I think.
No, that was 30. 31. That was 30 when he came out and called the Superdome the Silver Dome or whatever.
Oh,
But no, I keep hitting my headphones on the microphone. My apologies, listener and watchers. It seemed a bit like the last thing he's done was the WrestleMania 31. Now, of course, you can correct us in the comments, please do. Get in touch with us. And he came down, obviously, and helped with the NWO. Do you remember the Sting Triple H match?
Oh, yeah.
And then we haven't really seen anything since. And of course, we're not condoning what he did at all. No way. But at the end of the day, you have to move on in a way. And I'm sorry to sound crude.
I just don't see the upside.
Now, when I say move on, I don't mean WWE needs to move on and say, yeah, come back in and things like that. Not saying that at all. But I'm saying life goes on. You can't focus on that. And they haven't, and they've been getting along fine, so I don't know why they need to do this. But what do you think about what the New Day, particularly Kofi, I believe, had to say about it, Rich?
They are well within their rights to say what they've said, because they've been more directly affected than we have.
Exactly.
That's all you need to say, really.
In fact, I want to find this statement of Kofi's. I think it was on Kofi's official Twitter account. At least I think it was, anyway. Yes, apologies. Here we go. To the WWE Universe and whoever else I may concern, blah, blah, blah. This is my only statement regarding Hogan's reinstatement into the Hall of Fame. We do not wish to spend energy debating the point. I agree with him wholeheartedly on that, because between our kids, our external ventures, and this job, our energy is spread thinly enough as it is. Lol. Great use of lol in an official statement here, Kofi. Well done. We're only writing this to simply provide an answer to the many who have bombarded us with questions, blah, 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 blah. We profess this statement. How do we feel? Indifferent. We are not happy or sad, angry or resentful. Who WWE puts into the Hall of Fame is totally and completely up to the company. And from a career standpoint, there's no argument on whether or not Hogan should have his place. We have no problem with his reinduction in the slightest degree. It is impossible to even begin to mention the history and evolution of the business without mentioning his name and accolades. On a personal level, when someone makes racist or hateful comments about any race or group of people, especially to the degree that Hogan made about our people, we find it difficult to simply forget, regardless of how long ago it was or the situation in which those comments were made, but we also do not respond with more feelings of hate. Instead, we just do not associate with the people who convey or have conveyed this negative and hurtful mindset. This instance will be no different. Perhaps we see him if we see him make a genuine effort to change, then maybe our opinion of him will. Time will tell. And then the statement goes on. Has he made any attempt to change? I mean, we've all heard him make apologies in the past, but he hasn't physically apologized, and that's what Titus said to the staff or the wrestlers themselves in person, has he? He hasn't.
I think it's impossible for us to really know, because we don't know what he said other than what people have said he said, isn't it? So,
I mean, there's recordings of it, Rich.
Situation.
There's definitely recordings of it, and
I don't mean what he said on the video. I mean what he said in his apologies to the WWE locker room.
Well, that's the thing. We don't know. According to Titus's, it seems like he hasn't. So yeah. I don't know. But hey ho, we move on, and hopefully it doesn't come back to bite WWE back on the arse.
Well,
many
if he does, it's their own fault, isn't it?
Yeah, and they've no one to blame but themselves.
No.
Carrying on with the news, anything you want to pick up on, Richard?
I think the only thing we really need to talk about is the fact that World of Sport starts this week.
It does.
I've been told by a source close to the programme that it is both bizarre and brilliant. So I'm looking forward to it.
It should be good. I'm excited for that. And the final bit of news, The Rock says he can't wait to get back in a WWE ring, but he did say that to WWE's very own Kathy Kelly. What else is he going to say? Richard, World of Sport, this week, we best probably do a bit of a preview of that.
We don't really know what's going to happen, do we?
Well, no, but we know some of the wrestlers that are going to be on it.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be interesting. I'm sure once it's on, we'll have plenty to say about it.
Formerly of this parish, Phil Seymour, is going to be the announcer. I wonder if he gets involved in a storyline. I think it'd be great if he did. We've also got so much talent in it. So much. I can't wait to see Piper again. Or is she going to be called Viper? I don't know.
Viper, yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait to see her. Grado's going to be there. I think he's a main cover star as well. I've misspelt world. And then...
World of Sport.
World of. Four, not of. Yeah, World of Sport Wrestling. Alex Shane's going to be part of it as well. He's saying that they're creating... they're going to create like a brand of wrestling that should be good. But it's going to be... I'm really excited to see this because if it does well, and that's what we want it to do, it could be a genuine contender to WWE UK, NXT, whatever. Quickly go through some of the, like I say, Grado. Will Ospreay, who, I'm going to be honest, I'm surprised he's actually part of this because he moves almost like too popular now. Is that bad to say?
Yeah.
My boy Joe Hendry.
I think he's only he only did the first night or something, so he's not there for the full.
No, but he's part. Obviously, he's part of it. That's the main thing. BT yeah, Gunn's there. Who else do we know? Martin Kirby. Kaylee Ray. Love Kaylee Ray. I think she's possibly one of the best women wrestlers. Female wrestlers on the planet at the moment. Liam Slater, who I think is quite a local boy from near us, Huddersfield, I think, Richard.
Right.
I think he's Yorkshire anyway. Your very own favourite, SoCal Val. Stu Bennett, of course, as we know, is going to be part of like the setup as well, and so many
the
more. So if you're in the UK, watch it or record it on ITV. Give it a chance. If you're not in the UK, somehow get it. You'll be able to do it.
Don't illegally download it.
No, don't illegally download it. No. But, you know, we want you to watch it. Richard, anything else to say?
No, I think that's it. All right. Done.
Very kind. Goodbye, Richard.
Adios. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye, listeners. Bye, watchers. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye. Subscribe.